is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday told the leaders of Russia and Iran that he expected their full support in Ankara's fight against terrorists in Syria. Erdogan's comments during a summit in Tehran followed weeks of warnings that Turkey may soon launch a new military incursion into northern border regions of the war-torn country. Moscow and Tehran have been backing the Damascus government in the Syrian conflict, while Ankara has supported the Syrian rebels. The U.S. House January 6th committee will still hold its primetime hearing this week, but perhaps without its chairman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week, Benny Thompson said this hearing will focus on Donald Trump's hours-long failure to call off supporters who were storming the Capitol.
We'll tell the story of that supreme dereliction by the commander-in-chief.
Thompson may not be there to tell the story. The Mississippi congressman says he tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday and will isolate for several days. The panel spokesman says Thursday's primetime hearing will proceed, but is not saying if Thompson will participate virtually. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate begins voting Tuesday on a slimmed-down version of legislation to provide more than $50 billion in subsidies for the computer chip industry to boost semiconductor competition with China. This comes over a year after passing its first version of the bill. The Senate's Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that the first procedural vote would take place on Tuesday, calling U.S. semiconductor manufacturing a matter of national security as well as a source of jobs. This is VOA News. Britain has shattered its record for highest temperature ever registered amid a heat wave that has seized large parts of Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UK Met Office registered a provisional reading of 104.4 degrees Fahrenheit at Heathrow Airport, breaking the record set just an hour earlier. Many Londoners, though, are making the most of it. Geologist Tom Elliott finding time to cool off in the Serpentine Pond in Hyde Park.
I'm going to my office because it's nice and cool. I'm cycling around instead of taking the tube. Yeah, I mean, enjoying the weather. I went for a swim this morning in the Serpentine.
However, London teacher Robin Munro has had an altogether tougher time, stuck in a queue for an hour.
I'm pretty desperate. I mean, there is sweat running down everybody's backs, and it's hot.
Charles de Ledesma, London.
Meantime, air pollution is spiking across Britain, France, and southern Europe amid those record-breaking temperatures and scorching wildfires. Scientists with the EU Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service warned Tuesday of unhealthy levels of ozone pollution across southern and western Europe, which could soon affect northwestern regions. While more than a million Americans have died from COVID-19, many are struggling with long-term health issues after suffering a bout with the virus. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
Freddie Fernandez is a 41-year-old father of six from Carthage, Missouri. He meant to get vaccinated but wound up on life support, hospitalized for 5 months from COVID-19. His fiancée, Vanessa Cruz, traveled 4 hours each way to visit him. Now he's home with his family, out of the wheelchair but relying on an oxygen tank to breathe.
It's something to appreciate. To value life.
Dr. Ann Parker, a pulmonologist who co-directs the post-acute COVID-19 team at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, says there's a large wave of patients who survived severe COVID illness but are still battling impairments 2 years after leaving the hospital.
They're not necessarily most limited by their lung function, that they're really limited by neuropsychological and neuromuscular challenges.
Fernandez's family says that as the world moves on, COVID-19 is not gone for them as they deal with the long-term consequences. I'm Jennifer King.
Taliban authorities in Afghanistan said Tuesday that an overnight earthquake in a remote southeastern region injured nearly 44 people and destroyed 600 homes. The tremor jolted several districts of Paktika province, where a 5.9 magnitude earthquake last month killed more than 1,000 people. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.